You gentlemen, all come listen a while. I'll sing you a jest that will make you to smile. How the weavers in Norwalk is grown very poor. Some work, journey work, and some shut up the door. The wholesaleman breaks and to London makes way. For that the poor weavers full dearly do pay. If they bite them again, they have learned them the way. For they part with their stuffs in their hands to have pay. I'd have all the weavers be ruled by me, and unto my ditty now soon to agree, and trust no more stuff than their trade will maintain, if they can't have their money bring ware back again. That is the way for the weavers to live, to have of their own and be able to give. If they trust any more, they will themselves slave, for a sprat at a meal and no more they must have. The spinners have vowed they will spin no more. The woolman has vowed he must shut up door. Let them think of me in these excellent charms. If they can't have money, keep their stuff in their arms. The women cry out in both city and town. Their trade won't afford them a new mantua gown. Also the poor woolmen begin for to frown. The weavers have pulled the spinning trade down. There was some brave weavers that had an estate, and prodigal was as long as they hate. They jeered the poor weavers that could not set up, 'cause they were good fellows and loved a cup. They have put the journeymen's wages down, and sent in their stuffs so fast to next town. The merchants have broke that were of high renown, and the money for weavers is read out of town. The weavers do say they will take up in time, and since they've drank small beer, they'll go and drink wine. Good victuals to their prentices allow, the merchants shall live with the sweat of their brow. And now they resolve to leave trusting again, and leave all the merchants themselves to maintain. For if they get in debt, they to London make way, and poor weavers' prentices for it must pay. I'd have all the weavers, both great and small, take warning by me and be ruled all. Now trading is dead, I'd have you hold your hand, and trust no more stuffs to go out of the land. You've trusted so much, you yourselves have undone. Some merchants have spoiled you, sure as a gun. You have fed them so fat they are ready to burst, whilst poor weavers' prentices sit with a crust. Now this is the thing I needs must declare, for trading is down both in market and fair, not only with weavers but other trades too. With their families they know not how for to do. The poor husbandman he works day and night, for to till his ground it is all his delight. With his oxen and horses he ploughs all the land, so let us all pray for the good husbandman. Now all ye weavers, I bid you adieu. I hope I have penned no more than is true. If ye had but these verses but 2 years before, you had kept the great wolf away from the door. You have your stuff so far over the sea, and for it full dearly you weavers must pay. For to work again it is the best way, and ere you part with your stuffs in your hands take pay.